Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. You know I have to continue. To Twitter and everybody. One day at a time, you know. So people who are concerned about me and so on, I want to say I'm still an artist. You know, I had seen things like my stuff is not seen on Twitter and so on as much. It's about doing something different. You know, I'm still doing podcasts, as I told you back a month ago or two. I've been doing podcasts for so many years. I've been an artist for so many years. But I'm also not just an artist, you know, make music, sing, play in front of people. I'm also intellectual. So I have a lot to say, but, you know, I have to talk and tell you I'm still there. If anyone is misconstrued or you know, like I've written about, my song was used this and that and this and that, and I want to apologize for that. People found that what I was saying was annoying on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. It's not no intentions. It's just allegations that will come to me directly. I have a lot to say, express myself, but again, as an intellectual artist, but most importantly as a person, I hope there was no misunderstandings with what I have said or in terms of what I tweeted or what I written, because everything is honest. And that is how it is in dealing with situations. I express myself as much as possible. And I feel I've done as much as I can in that department with communicating and expression of thyself to where I can be relaxed more. But still, I have to express thyself. I have to express thyself in every way, shape, or form. And it's important for me to do that because I came across experiences and situations that no one can imagine or, you know, situations that simply don't make sense, whether it's from people or so on, that requires me to be careful. You know, I am an artist intellectual. I'm not a psychologist. Okay, I'm never going to be a psychologist. I'm not a, but I'm more like a, you can call me more like political, and I'm into politics, I'm into history, I'm into music, I'm into things. Okay, but I study psychology, but I'm not a psychologist. But I am intellectual. So everything in that department is intellectual. Artists, a variety, I do podcasts, I do music, and so on. Speaking of music, I hope to release my legacy album. Is a combination of songs that I released for the most part for the last decade or so, or the last 5 years or 3 years. There will be hopefully a new song, I hope. The powers that be may not like it. Like, I was in the process of trying to make this new album, and they did not want, this company did not want my unique song on there. And you heard Unique. You know, the situation as it is, I cannot accept that, because being unique, the song Unique that I made was pivotal to who I am. Well, everybody's unique, but I have my own distinct style, which is great, but the song is about true experiences of being, you know, judged by the way I look. We should not be judged by the way we look or what our skin color is. There are strangers in this world. There are people of all types. There are so many people who have personalities you cannot imagine, but they look so normal, or people who look so presumably odd and have the nicest personalities. We can't judge by a book or by its cover about who we want to deal with or who we want to cross. Okay, that's how we have to get to know people up on the inside, and that's what that song was about. It's about genuinely looking at me, what I really am, and where people judge me by the way I look. And that's not good. It doesn't matter what our shape is, you know, what, you know, it was about being judged by my clothes or my size or whether I was fat or skinny, and that should not be a determining factor on whether I should be in the industry. I had people who were phony, superficial people who tried to put that portrayal of me in a band that was never going to be. Making music, being a professional musician is about whether I can write or if I can sing or if I can play or if I can sing or write or play, one or the other. That's what it should always be about. And it's a bottom line at the end of the day. That's what it's all about. It's not about how the way you look. If we go by that, there would be no music business. Music business would be not treated, will be seen as shallow and posing and as a substitute. It would be like a modeling business. The music business should not be a modeling business. Of course, I know people love beautiful people. They choose beautiful people for roles or whatever, but it's about the talent. There are also very people who are very unique looking and so on, but it wasn't about the way they look. Look is secondary. It's about the talent, the uniqueness of their singing or songwriting or whatever. Because dreams, that's how dreams, you know, people with talent have a right or should have the opportunity to make their dreams come true. I wasn't given the opportunity, so I had to go for my dreams to make it come true. Legally. And that's what it's all about. But I hope to release that legacy album soon. If not, I'll let you know. It may be out within the next 6 months or 2 months or 3 months. I'll let you know. I don't know when. It depends on the little companies that let me release my albums. I'm doing okay, and I hope to talk to you soon. And the last thing I want to say is, may all your wishes and dreams come true like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, no matter where you come from. But always remember that no matter what you believe, no matter what religion you are still, we are all God's children. We are still equal to one another. And that's the most important thing. Good day, good night. From Dove Night.